And then during that time, Waylon ended up having, I think he had a double or triple bypass. And I heard from Fred that he was doing fine, you know, but it was really traumatic. And I thought, wow, maybe it's time that he just sings a song that's kind of relaxing. And it worked perfectly because he loved that song. And
he sang
it with his daughter on the Eagle, on a record called The Eagle.
And you've never sung that before?
I haven't. I'm actually thinking about putting it on my next record because it's a really, it came out really beautiful. And then through that, I became friends with him and Jesse and ended up going over to their house and writing some songs with Waylon.
She's incredible, too.
She's awesome. She's awesome. She's still a good friend. Way too long since I've talked to her. But I remember one time I was writing with Waylon, and Jesse came in, and she said, "I'm going to the store." And he looked up, and he said, "Woman, can't you see I'm writing?" or something. You know, he's, like, giving her a hard time. And they were just such a beautiful love story, you know. And she's like, "Well, Waylon, you're just going to have to be happy with what I get then." And she starts leaving, and she closes the door, and he looks at me, and he goes, "I overmarried." I always thought that was brilliant.
Man.
Well, when you talk to her next time, tell her that the Music Row Show loves her and we need to get her on the show.
Absolutely. We would love that.
You'd have to peel back some space for her, man. She's a serious artist.
So, I saw her live.
She leaves track marks, you know, wherever she goes. No, she's amazing. And she really has done some amazing work since Waylon's death. She's still rocking.
We're going to come back, but we do have a call waiting. So when we come back, we'll get to your calls and more music from Beth Nielsen Chapman. You're listening to The Music Row Show.
Don't forget, we want to hear from you tonight. Give us a call at 737-WLAC, 800-688-WLAC, or *WLAC on your Verizon Wireless. This is The Music Row Show, News Radio 1510 WLAC.
Welcome back to the Music Row Show, brought to you this hour by Sam Ash Music Stores. You're listening to some Beth Nielsen Chapman. Oh, singing her own.
That is just one of the peppier songs I've ever heard. It just, you cannot not bob your head along with that, you know?
Hey, before we get back to Beth, you just heard the commercial, but we just want to let you know that this Valentine's Day, February 14th, they're doing it on the 14th of February this year. Heino and I are just honored to be hosting and emceeing Little Richard's concert here at the Opry House on Valentine's night. It's going to be Little Richard and the Imperials. Little Anthony and the Imperials and the Tams. It's going to be a great time. If you want to get tickets, log on to Opry.com and click their calendar of events, and we hope to see you there. We're going to be just having a great time.
Absolutely.
Wow.
We're here with Beth. Should we just get straight to the calls?
Yeah, we should. We've got David out in San Francisco. David, welcome to the Music Row Show. There you are.
Yeah, greetings. We just had sunset a little bit ago, and it's working out fine now.
Well, good.
Cool.
You know, hi, Beth. Scott.
Hey there.
Hi, Noah. Yeah. You know, I was going to ask you about touring, and as you may know, just a couple of weeks ago up near Knoxville, there was that big TVA spill, and I was wondering if anybody is planning on doing any benefits for those poor people up there, because it's not just the, what, 9 houses that got knocked over. There's so much, they need to get some blood tests for people all the length of the Tennessee River.
Yeah,
and I mean all the way down to Paducah, Kentucky, and hypothetically.
Oh, you're so right. You're absolutely right. It's a disaster.
With the bad economy, you know, a lot of in the music industry. I've worked in the music industry for a lot of years in more of the producing angle, and when the artists are starving, they can at least get a good reputation by doing a lot of benefits.
Well, that's a great idea, and I think I'll put that out to my buddies, and, you know, maybe we'll pull something together in Nashville. That's a great idea. You know, there's always so many causes coming our way, but this is a real disaster, and I was just talking to these gentlemen about, I'm on the board of directors of an organization called Healthy Child, Healthy World, and it's all about, you know, being careful about, you know, chemical things and all of in our environment, and Oh, man, I was looking at the news the other day, and it is far-reaching, much farther-reaching than just the initial loss of those houses.
Yeah, the fact that it was raining for 2 weeks afterward just spread it, you know, and then they had another one just down there in Alabama, which just added to it. So it's, the layer of chemicals, and, you know, it hits the Tom Bigby, too, so it's going to hit Mississippi, the length of it, plus...
Well, you don't sound like you're from San Francisco. You sound like you're from downtown here.
You know your business.
Really, St. Louis originally.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you, Dave, that's a great idea with the benefit, and we do appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Oh, no trouble. Yeah, break
thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Right. We'll do it.
Hey, we've got Doak here in Nashville. Doak, welcome to the Music Row Show.
Well, hello, guys. Hello, Beth.
Hey, Doak.
Hey, just sitting here working on the Nashville Muse tonight for this week.
All right.
Look at that shameless plug.
Nice plug there.
There you go. Sneak it in.
NashvilleMuse.com, in case you're wondering.
Hey, Ben, I think it's always interesting. Like, I've been here 6 years, and I try to, you know, I talked to a lot of my peers and so forth.
Uh-huh.
What was it like for you when you were here before you started getting the cuts? What was it you and your peers did to keep each other on a journey and keep each other positive?
That's a great question. Well, my peers, the ones that fell off the turnip truck the same week I arrived,
right,
were starving and walking around town trying to get arrested, was myself and, well, I was signed to MTM, Mary Tyler Moore Publishing. So Bill Lloyd and Rodney Foster and... Well, Pam Tillis was hanging about, just recording her first record. We were just knocking around, and Garth Brooks was this guy that was around, you know, singing on some of my demos, and I think Alan Jackson brought the mail in the back door a few times. And Trisha Yearwood was a receptionist for a while at MTM, and when I wrote Down on My Knees, which later became a hit for her, it was literally on the other side of the wall for where she was answering the phones.
Oh, man.
So many, a couple of years later... When Garth Fundis brought her out to the Bluebird, and I sort of wheedled my way into playing in the round with Don Schlitz and those guys, she heard me sing Down on My Knees, and I must have planted the seed when I was writing it, you know.
See?
So, you know, when people say, how do I get to know this guy and how do I get to know that guy? I say, look to the starving artist-songwriter to your left and the starving artist-songwriter to your right, because one of them's going to run Warner Brothers and the other one's probably going to be a big-time producer. I mean, when I first came to town, Paul Worley, who's now a fantastic producer, he's run record labels, he was, you know, playing guitar and actually played in a band I put together for a showcase, you know. So we were all just, you know, knocking around. You just have to... Look who your petri dish is.
Nicely put. Hey, thanks for the call, Doak.
All right, thanks a lot, Beth.
All right, we'll be back with more of Beth Nielsen Chapman here on the Music Row Show right after this.
This is the Music Row Show, News Radio 1510 WLAC.